From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. Missouri is looking to hire a new chief financial officer. The state treasurer's office is one of the five executive positions up for grabs on Election Day. Three candidates are running for the treasurer's office: Republican Eric Schmidt, Democrat Judy Baker, and Libertarian Sean O'Toole. KBIA's Daniela Vidal talked with Schmidt and Baker about their respective plans if elected as Missouri's treasurer.
What's my name?
Judy Baker.
That's how the former state representative Judy Baker ended a recent three-minute stump speech to a group of about 30 people at Columbia, Missouri's Activity and Recreation Center. Baker's platform for state treasurer centers around improving food security, access to banking services in underserved areas, and cutting back on income inequality.
And those are the economic issues that are on front on people's minds, just making ends meet.
Baker says she wants to expand savings programs for children and financial literacy programs across the state as ways to help Missourians build their financial assets.
It's more than that. I mean, it's having ownership. It's, you know, being able to say that I have enough resources to go to school, to go to trade school, or to buy a home or start a business.
Baker says that means opportunity for all Missourians, including inmates. She would create a savings program for inmates similar to Missouri's College Savings Fund. Inmates would take financial literacy classes while building up their savings account.
Or family and friends could put into it as well, so that when an inmate comes out, that account would travel with them to the reentry program, and that they would be able to have some, a nest egg in order to get started and get on their feet.
Eric Schmidt is the Republican candidate for the state treasurer's office. He's currently serving as state senator for Missouri's 15th district. His platform comes down to one main focus.
Jobs, people being able to pursue their dreams, whatever that is.
Part of Schmidt's plan to create more jobs is to advocate for more tax cuts, in particular for small businesses across the state.
Right now we've got a 25% tax cut online. I'd like to see us go further. I'd like to see us go beyond a 5.5% rate over time. I'd like to see us get lower than that.
Schmidt was the sponsor for the 2014 bill that, once fully phased in, will exempt businesses from paying 25% of their state income taxes. Schmidt says that lowering taxes is one way to incentivize businesses to come to the Show Me State. Another part of Schmidt's platform includes revisiting Missouri's investment policy plan. He says he's concerned that Missouri money will go to countries that the U.S. State Department has determined as a state sponsor of terror.
I don't believe that any tax dollars should be used for companies that are doing business with Iran.
Some are worried Schmidt's plans would cost St. Louis jobs from Boeing, an aircraft manufacturing company that sells passenger planes to Iran. Schmidt says he's sticking to his platform.
When asked the question about whether or not, you know, those tax credits should go to any company that's doing business with Iran, you know, my answer is no.
Many of Schmidt's plans focus on businesses and taxes, but one piece of his platform is highly personal: expanding a savings plan program for families who have a loved one with a disability. Schmidt's experiences of raising a son with physical and intellectual disabilities pushed him to propose the Missouri Achieving a Better Life Experience program in 2015.
The Missouri ABLE Act, we're one of the first states to do this, that allow families to save for the long-term needs of a loved one with a disability like they would for college.
Both candidates want to work on creating more job opportunities in the agricultural sector and expanding financial literacy across the state. For KBIA News, I'm Daniela Vidal.